Yeah, it's Captain Jeff Taylor, JGFA-TAYLOR, Public Information Officer for City.
Tell us what happened tonight.
Since tonight about 6 o'clock, we got a report of a disturbance that was going on here in the parking lot of Murphy Park on the east side of the park, or the correction, the west side of the park. When officer and the caller had told us, told the caller or 911 dispatcher that the person that was causing the disturbance also was armed with a pistol. When officers arrived on scene, they made contact with the male, began to talk with them. At some point during that conversation, the male pulled away from the officers, took off running westbound across Pleasant towards Rebecca. As the officer, or as the suspect was running across the street, he began reaching for it in his waistband, and he produced a pistol, pointed it towards the officers. One of the officers on scene then shot towards the suspect, did not strike the suspect, but did fire several rounds towards him. A foot pursuit continued through several backyards, through several yards, and they eventually caught the suspect in one of the yards. The suspect was taken to a local hospital for some minor injuries resulting from the foot pursuit going over fences of that nature. One of our officers did sustain some injuries to his lower extremities during the foot pursuit. And right now Washington County is on scene to help us with the investigation. The investigation will actually be done by them in conjunction with an internal investigation by our own police department.
How many times did the police, the officer fire at the man?
That's still unknown at this time. That's part of the investigation. This is all preliminary information, and we're still gathering those facts.
Can you describe the male?
I just know he was a 20-year-old male.
Do you know race, white, black?
I do not at this time.
And you said the officer has injuries. What are those injuries?
I just know he had some injuries to his lower leg, to one of his feet, but I'm not sure exactly the extent of those injuries.
And you said the officer fired at the man and did not hit. Do you know if the bullet hit anything?
I'm not sure. That's still part of the investigation. Washington County is here, as well as our detectives, to look at that. They're also looking for the weapon to see if he might have dropped it in, during that foot pursuit. Again, he went over several fences through several backyards, and this is still very early in the investigation.
And exactly what intersection did the shots fired incident happen at?
Right behind me here at Pleasant and Rebecca.
And you said it was causing a disturbance at the park. What was the male doing?
I'm not sure what the initial caller was. The caller just called and said there was a disturbance that, here in the park, and the male had a pistol.
Was the library open?
I'm not sure what time the library closes, but this happened right at 6 p.m.
Okay. Do you know if there was anyone else involved?
To my knowledge, there was no other individuals involved in the incident with us. Obviously, the male was in a disturbance with somebody, but I'm not sure what that who that person was or what the relationship was to that person.
Can you tell us the officer who fired the weapon?
Not at this time, no.
What is the status of him, or her?
He's fine. He'll be placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of this investigation, which is standard protocol for any officer involved shooting.
What type of training when it comes to handling this, you know, when the individual does, you say an individual did show a pistol?
Well, obviously we're going to look at trying to protect lives, whether it be our own lives or people in the area. We're in a public parking lot of a park, so we have to make sure that everybody is safe. And we try to, you know, talk to them. We try to do things to de-escalate any type of situation, but we're going to respond to the resistance and respond to the actions of the individual as they produce weapons or things of that nature.
And you said the suspect, he was in a hospital?
He was taken to a hospital also for evaluation, and I think he received some minor injuries during the foot pursuit. It may be from going over fences. It may be from falling. I'm not sure exactly what those injuries are, but I know they're considered minor is what I was told.
He'll be booked in.
I'll just say he's going to be booked into Washington County.
When we get done processing him, he gets released from the hospital, yes, he'll be booked into Washington County.
What charges will he be facing?
That's still part of the investigation. I'm not sure what all charges will have on him.
Northwest Hospital?
I'm not sure if he went there or if he went to one of the other local hospitals.
During the foot chase, were there any bullets discharged? Did any homes get hit? Anything like that?
To my knowledge, there was no other shots fired by any officer or by the suspect. I'm not sure where those bullets that were initially fired, where they struck. That's part of the investigation.
And this is a pretty wide area that you have kind of taped off here for. So I guess the foot chase kind of lasted for a while.
It went around several different places, but you also have to understand that it started in the parking lot, so we have to block off everywhere that that pursuit and that initial incident took place.
Do you know why the person was in this area?
I have no idea.
I mean, this is near homes in a public park. You see some kids over there. I mean, does that bring any concern or worry for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's a shooting, whether it be our officers involved or anybody else in the public, it's concerning, whether it be in a public park or whether it be at a private residence. But it's obviously concerning when it's in a public park. But, you know, again, we have to respond to the calls for service regardless of where that location is, and we have to deal with what we get presented to us when we arrive on scene. And, again, I don't know what the details of the initial disturbance was. I just know that we received a call from an individual that said that there was a disturbance, a man causing a disturbance, and that he was armed with a weapon. And when our officers arrived to talk to him, he took off running and he produced a weapon and pointed it at our officers.
With it being so close to homes, did that impact any way that you all did things as far as chasing him and making sure, I mean, like shooting and such?
Well, we're going to chase, if somebody's running from us and they've got a weapon, we're going to chase them whether it's around homes or not. You know, I mean, obviously if it was in a big open, wide open field and he has nowhere to go, it's a little different. But yes, obviously if somebody's running with a weapon by homes, in, you know, there's a fear that he could enter into a home and things like that. So we're going to obviously chase him and we're going to try to do our best to get him apprehended in a timely manner.
And how old did you say the suspect is?
20 years old.
20?
So it was a handgun?
Yes.
All right. I don't have anything else. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Ma'am, we got age.
I think that may be it.
All right.
Do you know at what point the officer discharged the weapon?
No, I just know it was right there at the intersection. I don't know at how many steps or how long that before or after he made contact, how long that initial contact took place.
I mean, how long was that before, like when they responded and shots were fired?
Again, I don't have that information. That's still part of the investigation.
All right. Thank you.
And if you want to go around, you know, anywhere, as long as you just don't cross the police line, stay behind.
Thank you.
Yeah, I fall all the time.
I just want to get Jeff shot.
No, I did that well.
I thought you were trying to take him out. Is that what you're trying to do on live TV?
Yeah. I don't want to do it. Nobody can see it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's smooth move. Yeah, you don't want Patty. He's stout, though. He's
I heard.
It's not easy up.